You're listening to SBS News.
Lebanese banks have put limits on how much of their own funds citizens can withdraw, recently pushing a man to extreme lengths who needed money to pay for his sick father's treatment. Bassam al-Sheikh Hussein entered a bank with a shotgun and a can of petrol, demanding access to his own money. Mr. Hussein eventually surrendered his weapon and was arrested with no one physically hurt. But the incident has shone a light on the country's long-lasting economic turmoil, which many citizens blame on corruption and economic mismanagement. Ali Hamoud, who is part of the Lebanese community in Australia, told SBS News that money from the diaspora plays a major role in helping people back in Lebanon survive.
From my connection with the community, I know they're giving great help, great support, just to keep their families and friends surviving. We're not giving them money just to for luxury. To keep them alive, because giving $100 or $200 a month to a family in Lebanon, you could really give them enough help to survive that month. $200 Australian dollars could keep a family of five people alive.
In 2021, inflation in Lebanon was at 154.8%. That's according to the World Bank. And that's 25 times Australia's current inflation rate of 6.1%. The Lebanese pound has devalued more than 90% against the US dollar since 2019. Mr. Hamoud says the money sent by diaspora communities goes to helping pay for necessities such as medication, electricity and fuel.
We have a problem with the electricity as well. If the government couldn't buy any more fuel to have the major power station, we face a problem now. You could have electricity 1 or 2 hours per day. So the private sector of having called the provider of electricity become a private, you have to pay high fees to be able to have at least 5 hours a day electricity. That's affected. Look, I'm talking about disability places, that those who have special needs, hospitals, a nursing home, they went through a major problem. On top of this, add to this, we have a problem of funding medication.
As of 2016, there were over 78,000 people in Australia who were born in Lebanon. That's according to census data by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Over 87% of those people are Australian citizens. Adjunct professor at Western Sydney University, Dr. Paul Tabar, says aid to Lebanon is channeled through three main streams: family, village and religion, in that order.
The crisis is so deep to an extent that it had affected the livelihood or rather the lifestyle, everyday living of people in Lebanon. And this would mean that people have, as a result of the crisis, focused more on family help and family assistance compared to previous time.
Professor Tabar says when people come from the same village and migrate in sufficient numbers, they normally come together and form an association. He says these associations are now being used to send aid in the form of money, food or medication to villagers back home.
You have first family, most importantly, being helped from here by family members, village association helping villagers. Back home, they belong to the same village, and also religious associations.
Lebanon's population is comprised of three evenly distributed religious beliefs: Maronite Christians, Shiite Muslims and Sunni Muslims. The majority of Lebanese Australians born in Lebanon came to Australia between 1970 and the year 2000 during the country's civil war. New South Wales has the largest Lebanese community with 57,000 people born in Lebanon. Professor Tabar says religious organisations are also playing a key role in supporting people in Lebanon.
Every village has a particular parish, and so they would send to the parish, or they would send to the central office of the Maronite church or the Sunni Mufti, the highest Sunni office in Lebanon, or the Shiite Mufti, highest office in Lebanon, or again through their villages, but this time not through the village association, but rather to the village religious person in that village, be it Sunni or Shiite or Druze or Maronite or Orthodox or whatever.
Many members of the Lebanese community in New South Wales have condemned Lebanese politicians for corruption during the recent years of financial hardship. This was highlighted 2 years ago after a catastrophic explosion in Beirut killed 218 people and injured 7,000 others. Bishop Antoine Charbel Tarabi from the Maronite Church in Sydney has accused the government of mismanaging the disaster. Lebanon's Muslim community in Australia also plays a major role, supporting those back home through such organisations as the Lebanese Muslim Association, which has run campaigns including the 2020 Lebanon Relief Ramadan Appeal. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.